The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and this is Barbara from Harlem saying hello. Welcome, everyone, to Our Urban Story. We're live streaming on DDV Radio, and we're here to talk a little bit about Clean the House. Right across from me is my co-host.
Hello, everyone. It's BB Diamond.
And we're so happy to have everyone on this August afternoon, the 22nd of August, 2020. Clean the house. Miss Diamond, what do we mean by clean the house?
Well, it's going to be critical that we not only focus on the re-election of President Trump, but also ensure that we clean the House of Representatives. It is being controlled not only by the radical leftist anti-Semitic squad, but overall the Democratic Party has been hijacked by Marxists, and they're following a Marxist anti-American agenda.
No doubt about
it. We have to make sure, because the bills that are passed in this country are created in the House, if I'm not mistaken. The House is critical. And they can be a stumbling block, and they have been a stumbling block to President Trump's agenda to make this country great again, although he has accomplished quite a bit. So we need to clean the house. We want to strip Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
Of her power. She is the most anti-American Speaker of the House in this nation's history.
And also Chuck Schumer. He needs to go.
Right. He's in the Senate. He's a minority
leader. He needs to go.
Absolutely.
We need the clean house. And yes, we're talking about the House of Representatives. But we're also thinking about the Senate also. You know, we want a president, our President Trump, who's in office to drain the swamp.
Amen.
Well, for him to drain the swamp, we have to do our part. Mm-hmm. And our part is to clean the house. And make sure that the Senate is full of Republicans.
Amen.
I can't see how anyone can deny the fact that the Democratic Party has become a very demonic party.
Yes.
Marxism, communism, and socialism is what they're pushing. Mm-hmm. And all of these isms are based on eliminating God.
Amen.
That's why they made sure that the churches were closed. That's why they had all of the restrictions on people who wanted to go and worship God, because they are God haters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not one. I'm from New York also, and I can be a little brash sometimes, and I don't mean to be, mm-hmm. but this is who I am. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in political correctness, because that can get you killed.
That's right.
I want it to be very well understood that they have become so demonic. That's why they celebrate killing babies.
Yes.
Killing babies
Absolutely.
Is a murder.
Yep, yep.
God says, thou shall not kill.
Right.
And he also hates hands that shed innocent blood.
Right.
But they love for the blood of babies to be shed, because they want to replace God with their ideologies.
Absolutely.
We must clean house. We must clean them out of our government.
Mm-hmm.
The most racist political party in history is the Democratic Party.
Mm.
And people need to awaken to that fact, and especially black people.
Yeah.
That's why they can play the race card so well, because it fits them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're also going to talk this afternoon about the DNC, the Democratic National Get Together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Right.
That's just what it was. It was so deplorable, it was so disgusting, and it was so disgraceful for America to have those sort of representatives speaking on a nationwide basis to people in a country that was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
Absolutely.
So, Miss Diamond, let me cool off, because we're just getting started, because I'm getting riled up very easily and very quickly.
Very good. Thank you, Barbara from Harlem. Let me just do a couple of housekeeping things.
Yes.
Please pick up a order, I should say, a copy of Barbara's outstanding book, entitled Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. And those who have already ordered it, we greatly appreciate your support. It is an outstanding book. We have a prayer conference every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Last week, we spoke about broken from birth. We're talking about too many black children are born without a father in the home and a mother who is not nurturing them. And it's leading and has led to so many at-risk youth in our community. And these are the young people that Black Lives Matter and Antifa are using. They target them to try to destroy, loot, and kill.
Yes.
And we've seen that. And I just want to say thank God that truck driver in Portland, Oregon, who was almost beaten to death by a black man, he is surviving. I think he's in critical condition, but he did not die.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
So please join us on Wednesday night, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. We'll post the more information as we approach the date. Back to you, Barbara.
Yes, yes. And for those of you who, you know, sometimes I get these little remarks on Facebook and all of that. You see, I'm not, another cleanup thing we need to do. We need to take care of this to remind you that our telephone line is open. Yes. You can call in and let your voice and your opinion be heard. The number is 973-925-4559. So you're welcome to call in, and we would love to talk with you. But at the bottom, for those of you who, some of my videos, some people made some sarcastic remarks about me having a mask. Well, you know, they should know. If I'm standing by a shopping cart and I have a mask on and gloves on, that means I want to go into the store. I have to abide by their draconian laws and rules to go into the store. But at any rate, when I get ready to go into the store again, my daughter picked these up, I'm going to put this on. That's right up my alley. That'll go with my magic hat. My magic hat that I love to wear around in urban America. And like I've told people on Facebook in particular and some of the other social media outlets, I get good reception. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've only had one encounter with a ugly black man, an ugly black lady.
Spiritually. We're not talking about
spiritually.
Right, right.
Well, you know what? When your spirit is ugly, it really just makes you look out of sorts. You know, and they were very ugly spiritually. But other than that, everyone has been very receptive, very nice. I get smiles. I get greetings. I get people asking me to step ahead of them in line and all of that. So I believe that the turnout for blacks voting for Trump is going to be record-breaking.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I agree with you. I was in the flea market today picking up. Can you show the
yes,
mask,
I'll
please?
Show this again, the mask.
The mask, yeah.
Yes.
And I had this Puerto Rican lady. Her uh-huh. brother loves Trump. I've yes. had people. I think my opinion in New Jersey and maybe New York.
Right.
The Democrats are going to try to cheat, but I think it's going to be a blowout for Trump.
Absolutely.
Sounds like we're getting
Absolutely.
A call in, Mr. Producer.
Right.
No, that's okay. Sorry, guys. But I think it's going to be outstanding turnout for Donald Trump. Now, the concern I have is that the Democrats are willing to do almost anything. They're willing to cheat. They're mailing out mail-in ballots for mail-in voting. From what I understand, that is not the same as absentee voting in which you have to provide ID.
Right.
With the mail-in ballots, anybody can come and pick up the ballots from senior citizens, homes, other places, and they can manipulate those ballots. And what I don't like, Barbara, is that the Democrats want us to allocate $25 billion with a B to the U.S. Postal Service in order to cheat us, the American people, out of our right to free and fair elections.
You know, yeah, and John just asked me, where can he get that Trump mask? He wants one. My daughter picked this up at the flea market. Where's the flea market located?
In the Meadowlands in New Jersey.
She loves to go out there. You know, that's her favorite little spot. So that's where she got it from.
And I'm sure you can order it from their website, the Trump official campaign website.
Probably.
They may have it.
Right.
Barbara, let's talk about the Democratic National Convention. What are your thoughts? Give us some of your insight on what you thought and what Joe Biden's speech. Just take it away, please.
Okay. Well, number one and number two, I didn't watch either night. Mm. I wouldn't even torture my spirit because, you know, even when Obama was president, I didn't listen to his any State of the Union messages. I heard one or two words on one of them, mm-hmm. how he was lying about the economy.
Right.
And I said, Lord, although I'm supposed to respect the office,
right.
I can't torture my spirit this way because I get too emotionally mm-hmm. angry. Mm-hmm. So I did not watch the DNC. I had enough of them in 2012 when they didn't want God mentioned.
Right.
So I didn't expect anything that was godly or true from them. Because if you don't want God mentioned, that to me is a very red flag.
Well, I've heard for this year, they also removed God from the pledge or something, whatever they had.
I'm not surprised.
They've become very demonic. Right.
And a pastor on Facebook, he said that the symbol that they use for the Democratic Party resembled the pentagram. I don't know. And I'm not validating that. Mm-hmm. But I know one thing. I went to YouTube and heard some of the things that... I call her the second half of a nightmare, Mrs. Obama, what she was saying. It was riddled with lies, untruths, innuendos. She tried to paint Black Lives Matter as an innocent group of people trying to let America know how Black people are being continuously murdered at the hands of white people. They never stop playing that race card. And they are in a party that is the most racist political group in America from their inception. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And all of these people who are blind to truth need to do Google. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Find out for yourself how the Republican Party had Black representatives mm-hmm. in the 1800s mm-hmm. while the Democratic Party was still... doing their KKK dances. Mm-hmm. Mm. Let's be real. Look at Joe Biden and Robert Byrd, whom also was loved by Hillary Clinton,
right.
who said, we've come a long way when she wants to play the race card. Mm. Hillary Clinton admired mm-hmm. the work of Margaret Sanger, who right. wanted to eliminate Blacks, but yet and still... Yes. They want to paint everyone as a racist, and they are the biggest racists. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So Michelle Obama was a total disgrace. Mm-hmm. She lied about those cages because they were erected under her husband. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They lie. Oh, you know what? What gets me is that they didn't sit there and say, well, Biden and Kamala, look at their wonderful record of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. What they've done for the American people. No, they wasted all of their time disrespecting our president. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the DNC, from what I understand, I call him O-Vomit. Mm-hmm. Everybody who knows me on Facebook knows I refer to him as either O-Vomit or the Nightmare. And that's me. Anyway, he had nerve enough to get up there And what was that he said again, Ms. Diamond?
From what I understand, and I didn't watch it because I can't stand to hear Obama speak.
I can't stand him.
I literally can't hear it. I don't want to hear him speak.
Yes,
but
yes.
He implied that President Trump was lazy.
Yes.
Now, this is the man who went golfing after an American was beheaded.
Yes.
This is a man who hosted party after party. At the White House,
yes.
He was disinterested in the suffering of Americans while Wall Street flourished.
Yes.
He was disinterested in the fact that Americans were murdered by illegals. He wasn't interested that ISIS was torturing and killing Christians, Yazidis.
Absolutely.
He
absolutely.
Had no interest. So no. Who is he to call anyone lazy?
Well, I think he was. He says, you cannot fake your way through this job. And you know what? I've always said people tell you who they are. He was the
True.
Biggest fake we've ever had in our White House.
Absolutely.
He was a big fake. Listen, if he wasn't such a fake, he would have publicized his wonderful track record as a community organizer or a professor. Let me say, are those records still under lock and key? Yes, because he's unaccomplished. Was he a billionaire when he took the office, when he was even a senator, right. and when he became president? No.
Right.
He had no business.
Right.
I bet you he couldn't even run the bodega down on the corner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you are so smart or whatever, why aren't your GPA records being released?
Exactly, exactly.
Everything is under lock and key.
Well,
but he had nerve enough to say, you can't fake your way. He was the biggest fake that ever occupied our White House.
He was a fraud. I mean, President.
And he still is a fraud.
Obama should have never, ever.
Never, ever.
Been elected. Period.
Never, ever.
Period. And I wonder when the media is planning on fact-checking the Democrats. For Michelle Obama to say that the cages were built by Trump when it was her husband, why isn't the media fact-checking the Democrats?
Absolutely. They don't do that because it's a double standard. They're all from the same ilk. They're all of the same spirit. And they all continuously, habitually lie to the public.
Absolutely. Barbara, what did you think of Joe Biden's speech?
Joe Biden was pitiful. Mm. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, our press secretary, our president's press secretary has given me an idea. Mm. And the idea is to put my notes in a binder. Kayla impressed me so much, but I don't have the tabs in it, and I don't have it organized, so you may hear me turning pages. Okay, I got this from, Ben Shapiro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he says that last night Joe Biden promised to end COVID. He's a miracle worker, ladies and gentlemen. He can stop the flu season. He can do what we've never had done before in history.
Right, right. Right.
Okay, number two. He will prevent all threats seen and unseen.
Wow.
Now, how do you do that?
Wow, wow.
How do you stop people from saying, I'm going to do whatever? I guess he'll revoke freedom of speech.
Right.
But it won't affect those terrorists in different lands.
Right.
He's going to end racism. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you make everybody in the world like everybody in the world?
Right.
Impossible.
Exactly.
Some of these people who are always crying about racism, the biggest racism they ever faced was a father who wasn't there.
Exactly.
Was a mother who didn't care.
Right.
And they want to blame all society.
Right.
And they're not even loved by their own parents.
Right.
There'll never be a world where everybody's going to love everybody. I have black people who don't like me at all.
Right.
Is that racism?
Exactly, exactly. Too many blacks project their pain onto white people, and it's not fair. It's not fair.
All of these are lies because, number one, you can never end racism.
Right.
As long as racism doesn't prevent you from getting a job.
There you go.
Providing a livelihood for yourself.
Right, exactly.
Where you can seek your happiness.
Right.
I have bought homes in white, basically predominantly white communities, and no one burned up. Cross on my lawn.
Amen.
Right in Queens Village, New York.
Amen.
I have never been fired or not hired because of the color of my skin, and I've been black all of my life.
Mm. Amen.
I have started businesses, and some of my clients were white.
Absolutely.
And my business was thriving. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't denied starting a business. I started a not-for-profit, and white people helped provide funds so that we could care for inner city children.
Mm.
So tell me, where has it stopped us from living the American dream? Lies like,
absolutely.
But he's going to end it.
Right, right.
All right, well, let's see another of his so-called
now
truths.
Now we're talking about Joe Biden, folks.
We're talking about Joe Biden. He will never give you up. Well, let me ask him, what have you done in 47 years that you've been a politician?
Thank you.
Besides
thank
getting you. Rich and hiding, and you know, Hunter is the hideout Hunter now.
But
because they don't want to answer how he got all of his money, too. Yes, ma'am.
But Barbara, how is he able to speak at the DNC but not testify in front of Congress?
Because he's a liar and a fraud.
BS.
It is.
Continue.
All right.
Sorry.
Never let you down. How do you mean you never let you down? Well, you know, you should have told Jill's husband that he could trust you with his wife that you stole from him.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? So you let him down because he was on your campaign, working on your campaign, and your friend. But you were sneaking around the corner with Jill, and that broke their marriage up. Okay, let's go on. I'm going to hurry up. Never run around and desert you. Well, I guess that's coming back to him that he was running around, you know, and with somebody else's wife and all this desert. Never make you cry and never say goodbye. Never tell a lie and hurt you. That sums up that garbage that he spewed out of his mouth. Now, did he mention that he wants open borders? So how's he going to protect you from the illegals who come here to harm you?
Absolutely.
For the illegals that may come here with some sort of communicable diseases.
Absolutely.
Did he mention that he believes in killing babies?
Wow.
How is that going to give these babies
right.
a chance to, an opportunity to experience life, liberty, and the pursuit of their happiness when they're slaughtered,
right.
not only from the womb and in the womb, but
right.
also even after they're born, because people like him support late term abortions.
Right.
So like I said, I got this from Ben Shapiro, and it's a bunch of hogwash, because I don't see where he mentioned any accomplishments he's made in 47 years.
Right.
Now, if we want to talk about him getting rich, we want to talk about, I think it's a brother, and particularly Hunter getting,
Absolutely.
Hide out Hunter, because he's going to have to hide out, because, you know, Trump is going to pull that curtain on that.
Yes, you know that. You know that.
I don't blame him. I do that, too. So
I just want to say this.
That's
and,
it.
And thank you all for your support. Please call in. We're coming up in a break in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Boy, this time goes by so
but
fast.
But our phone number is 973-925-4559. Is that correct, Barbara?
That is absolutely correct.
Again, that's 973-925-4559. Someone just noted in a comment that Bill Clinton, who there's a photograph of Bill Clinton being massaged by one of the victims of Epstein, literally a photo of him, and these people who are trying to pass judgment on President Trump.
Can I interrupt you for one minute? I live in Delaware, and he hasn't done anything for this state.
Wow.
That comes from, I missed the name, but that's what Biden and his family are wealthy and use Americans. Hunter is hiding. Yeah, that's why I call him Hideout Hunter.
Right. But that's who the Democratic Party is. They've allowed Bill Clinton to speak, even though there's documented evidence that he interacted with a victim of Jeffrey Epstein on, I forget the name of the island.
They don't have any morals.
I mean, this is horrible. They want to talk about Donald Trump's 3 marriages as if that would disqualify him. Well, I don't like the way he sounds on Twitter. The president, and you said
he's
it earlier.
He's from New York.
He's brash, but let's
yes.
talk about when those people talk about he was married 3 times. Speak to
they
that,
They bet not. I bet not ever have anyone come to me and mention that he was mentioned 3 times, because then I'll remind them about Jill mm-hmm. Biden, who was married when she was sleeping around with Joe Biden, mm-hmm. and how dirty Joe Biden was to his friend. I forgot her ex-husband's name. I'll mention that. And don't even talk to me about Trump and his 3 marriages and Kamala Harris is on the ticket. That's
right.
Miss Sleep Around.
Right, right.
And everybody knows it.
Yep.
Miss Sleep Around, who slept around and got where she got, how she disrespected and mistreated black people as a prosecutor
Absolutely.
Over and over.
Absolutely.
And the thing about it, she's not an African-American.
I am an African-American.
Right now, if she wanted to go someplace, she could go to India, where her mother's from. She can go to Jamaica. Now, yes, some of the slaves were taken to Jamaica, but that doesn't make her an African-American.
No.
I am an African-American.
Kamala is
and I resent that.
She is not an African-American. The Democratic Party specifically wanted to choose someone black, I thought, African-American to win our vote. She's not African-American. Most African-Americans don't know the tribe from which they came.
We don't. We have no
we
place to go.
We don't have any place to go. We don't
That's
know
right.
the tribe. We don't know if we're from Ghana. We don't know if we're from
Nigeria,
Zimbabwe.
Any place.
Nigeria. We don't have
no.
that. But Kamala knows where she's from. She's her mother's from India, as you said. Her father's from Jamaica.
And they had
and
slaves in
had
Jamaica.
Slaves. The
That's
mother
right.
had
five plantations.
Five
right.
plantations. Her mother had indentured, or her family indentured servants.
Absolutely.
In India.
They better not ever talk about our president's morality, because not one of his children was born out of wedlock. And he's taking care of every one of them. All 5 of them know who he is, and his name is on their birth certificate. And he was married to every one of those women he had children by. And not many of the men who call themselves talking with me about that can say the same thing. And look at the legacy that he's leaving for his children. Look at the wonderful legacy. And he has children that are on the front line, and they must love their father to be on the front line supporting him and being with him wherever he goes. They better not come at me like that with all of this degenerate, immoral activity on the left-hand side and while they're talking about how they're going to protect us. They're not trustworthy, period. They're not honest, and they're not moral. Yes, Ms. Diamond, did I answer your question?
Yes, you did sufficiently. You know, right. COVID-19 is real. We get that. But the Democrats have exploited it.
Yes, they have.
I blame them for small businesses that failed. I don't blame the Chinese government.
Right.
The Chinese government caused the problem. The Democrats exploited it and made it worse.
Right.
Because it was all about stopping President Trump. This is what it all, COVID is real, but the reaction to it was political. It was overdone.
It's absolutely.
Overdrawn, overblown. They've hurt so many people, not only financially, family-owned businesses that have been in business for decades, pizzerias, beauty salons, dry cleaning businesses that have been in business for decades, but they've hurt people psychologically. We have 1 minute to break.
Right.
Barbara, take us to the break.
And the thing about it, you know, like Joe Biden is pretending he's going to do so much with COVID. What did he do with H1N1? 60 million Americans were affected. He did nothing. His administration, including Obama, did nothing. Fauci was quiet as a dead church mouse. So we need to stop running this thing. Okay, we're going to go to break. I got to take a breath or two. God bless you for being with us and stay with us, and please support those who support Blue.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before before others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, hello, and we are back on the air. You know, during the break, I was looking at the comments, and someone has said, you know, that we have the commercials one after another. Well, let me try to explain that. We are affiliated with law enforcement people. And the Blue Magazine is their publication. And we don't pay anything to be on this radio program. We do, you know, they've given us this spot. So, I mean, you know, that's part of the deal that the advertisers have to, you know, have their say. And thank God for them. And we all should be out there backing the Blue.
Absolutely. Because
without them, you know, America would be shambles.
Total shambles. Thank God for police officers.
Thank God for them.
Thank you.
I think Joe Biden had.
We have a call. I'm sorry, Josh is on
in.
The line, Barbara.
Hello, Josh. How are you?
How are you, ladies? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're wonderful.
I heard you regretfully rehashing the DNC.
Yes.
The underproductive week they had. Tucker Carlson actually did a really good recap. I should say good as in, detailed, but horrific to actually watch the recap of their week. And he made a few what we – it's more what we don't see that happens during the week.
Right,
there are
right.
a lot of events that happen during the day, a lot of speakers during the day that aren't televised.
Okay.
And he said that's where the real – entertainment comes from. I mean, one of the speakers who was lecturing on the faults of the United States actually self-identifies as a mermaid queen.
This is
who the DNC is propping up as their speakers. But you hit on a few of the good ones. I mean, you have Michelle.
Can you speak a little louder, Josh? It's hard. It's a little difficult to hear you.
I apologize. Michelle Obama, you know, who is, right. You know, the professionally oppressed rich woman,
right.
Who was never, you know, proud of the United States till her family
right.
got to run it. Then all of a sudden she was proud of it. And Bill Clinton, I mean,
that's a disgrace.
I mean, he visited Jeffrey Epstein's island 26 times.
Yes,
you know,
that's a
place where underage women were sexually abused. Yeah. Again, whether he took part in that or not, doesn't make a difference. He was there 26 times, clearly, you know, mocking his own adultery by the portrait where he's in Monica's dress.
Yes.
You know, an admitted adulterer. You know, unbelievable that the DNC would allow him to lecture anybody.
Exactly.
Well, Josh, But Josh, we have to just be honest and acknowledge they have morphed into a very degenerate, immoral band or gang of godless heathens. They have morphed into that.
It's unbelievable. I mean, they had Cardi B interview Joe Biden.
Right.
She is, you know, and admitted that she has drugged and robbed men.
Yes.
Yes.
And her music is some of the most vile and misogynistic music
Absolutely.
I mean, you ever hear. And they allowed her
Yep.
to interview a potential president of the United States. It's crazy.
They have no moral standings. And anybody who can gleefully go to the polls and vote for them, they either are whacked out mentally or they
yes.
are as immoral as this party has morphed into. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing. If they are as dark as this party has become, they don't mind. They want to see Joe Biden in a position that he's not qualified for
right.
mentally,
right.
emotionally,
right.
or even psychologically.
Right.
He's not prepared.
Right, he's not prepared.
They absolutely, they project their sins
yes.
onto everybody else.
Absolutely.
And like Tucker had said, you have to admire their moxie. Like, you have to admire, they go all in
yeah.
on their lives. You know,
they
I mean,
honestly
they picked Kamala Harris. I mean, here's a party that, you know, they tried to crucify the Republican Party as, you know, racist and sexist and misogynistic and all this. They picked Kamala Harris specifically because of her race and her sex. It has nothing to do with her qualifications.
Nothing.
So
nothing.
Condescending,
absolutely nothing.
How condescending is that?
Exactly.
If it makes you feel any better, ladies, and I'll let you go.
All right.
Well,
thank you.
Dr. Jill Biden's, you know, again, whatever she's a doctor of, Jill
right.
Biden was outviewed by America's Got Talent. So if that makes you feel anything,
right,
exactly.
more people tuned in for America's Got Talent than to listen to the wife of the presidential candidate.
Exactly.
Right.
And that leads me into a segue. Thank you, Joshua.
Thank
we appreciate
you so much.
Call.
That was. Thank you, and thank you for being a part of our urban story. We love you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
That's a segue to Kim from Baltimore. For Kim Classic, she won her primary.
Yes, well, let me go into my Caleb book. Representative Kim Classic.
Classic. Well,
yes.
I think she won her primary. I don't know if she's not in the House yet. But
yes.
nevertheless, her video got more views, from what I understand, when it was released, than Michelle Obama's speech at the DNC.
She should have.
But tell
she
me about have. That ad you saw with Kim Classic in Baltimore.
She had on her red high heel shoes and her nice little red dress, and her hair was slinging as she walked through the slums of Baltimore.
Wow.
And she said, this is what the Democratic Party has done
Absolutely.
For the last couple of decades.
Yes.
And she's telling the absolute truth.
Yep.
And I was so impressed with her. She should have gotten trillions of hits.
Right, right.
Because that is a trillion-dollar truth.
Wow.
The Democrats have run these cities, and look at them. Look at New York. Look at Harlem. Look at Newark, New Jersey. Look at Irvington.
Right.
Look at all of them. They're infested.
Detroit, yeah.
With poverty, violence, et cetera, et cetera. And they don't do anything but go into the churches election time so that they can rouse up the people and get elected again.
Well,
and there should be nobody who says they believe in God vote for such
you.
A demonic party. Yes, ma'am, I'll shut
well,
up.
No, you're fine, but that's one of the reasons black churches overall have no power.
They
Too
don't.
Too many black churches, their pastors are brainwashed, and they want to brainwash their congregants to vote for godless Democrats. They let Democrats who believe in abortion into their pulpits, which are supposed to be holy, and then you wonder why you have no power. You have churches galore in Newark, in Harlem, in Chicago, churches almost on every block,
in
black
Florida.
Churches.
Right.
And the black church was critical during slavery and after slavery. But the black church has
Absolutely.
Sold its soul to the Democratic Party.
That's right.
And it has been a disaster for the black community.
And look what the Democratic Party is doing during this crisis. We're not saying that it's not real. What we're saying is that every year we have flu season. You know, I looked up the 1968 flu pandemic. Guess what? The 1968 flu pandemic resulted in an estimated 1 million to 4 million deaths.
Wow.
Okay, but this was far fewer than the 1918-19 pandemic. Yet and still, there was no lockdown. Mm-hmm. When Obama and Biden were in office, and we had H1N1, no lockdown.
Ebola,
SARS,
MERS,
all of that.
All that under Obama.
The only difference is that Trump is in the
there
White
you
House.
Go. There you
it's
go.
Politically involved. And
Absolutely.
Look at how I call him de Blas and the other one Cuomo.
Right.
The governor and the mayor of New York. Look at how they have killed the industry in New York.
Well, look what they've done in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
What the Democrats are just tyrannical. Yes, COVID-19 is real, but it's a flu. It is not the bubonic plague.
No, it's not.
You have children walking around masks. It impacts their breathing. It impacts all of our breathing abilities.
And people who... And people who think we are exaggerating. Listen, I'm an at-risk person. In 2017, I was on a ventilator. I was admitted to two different hospitals during that time. So if anyone should be panicky, if anyone shouldn't even be walking around for fear, it should be me.
Right.
People like me.
Right.
But it's an influenza. Mm-hmm. I do the same, take the same precautionary steps I take every season. Mm-hmm. This is something, and for Biden to say he's going to stop it, when did he become God?
Exactly. You're exactly right. I want to go back to our topic, cleaning the house.
Yeah.
I want to congratulate Laura Loomer for winning her district down in Florida. She has been banned from all social media. I forget one phone company has prevented her from sending out even texts. The social media giants have really been censoring and banning conservatives. It's clearly out of control.
Yes.
We want to take back the house. We have to
strip
Nancy Pelosi of her power. They want Trump's tax returns. I want to see Nancy Pelosi's tax returns. How did she become worth $30 million off of $200,000 a year, roughly?
And that's
before taxes.
And this was all before he became politically involved.
Exactly.
That's when he was in private business.
And we can see his assets. All you have to do is drive in Manhattan.
Absolutely.
See the Trump Tower, Trump International. They took it down on the west side of highway. There was Trump, these different apartment buildings.
Yes, they did.
You can see how he made his money.
Right.
You know, I don't know how Maxine Waters is worth $20 million off of less than $200,000
a year.
I want to see Maxine Waters' tax returns.
And I want to see Joe Biden's, and I want to see Hunter Biden's. How did he make all of his money?
Exactly.
From China?
Right.
From
right.
Ukraine?
Right.
He's hideaway Hunter.
All the Democrats want to do, they have no agenda. I didn't hear anything out of the DNC. I didn't watch it.
Nothing.
But I looked at the highlights. I go to Breitbart. You go to Fox. There were no highlights from the Democrats listing their accomplishments because they have none. I want to know, why have we been paying Joe Biden for 47 years?
47 years.
To take the Amtrak from Delaware to D.C. to do what, ladies and gentlemen?
Get rich.
For what?
Get rich.
He's enriched his family, his brother, his son Hunter, his other family members at our expense. He sold us out. And God forbid should he win, we better learn Chinese. I'm telling you
that's
now.
Right. He sold us out. Hillary Clinton sold us out. That's why after she wasn't elected, you don't hear anything else about the Clinton Foundation. I think it's just shriveled up because she's not able to make those deals that they thought she would be making if she became our president and God was so gracious she lost.
Thank God.
We have to make sure that these now who are running from the side of the demon rats, and y'all know I use that term too. I'm from New York. I can't help it. You know, that they do not get their foot in that White House.
Right.
That is our house. And according to George Washington, power under the Constitution will always be in the people. So if you know people who have said, I don't feel like voting, whatever happens, happens, tell them you'll take them to the voting
Absolutely.
Booth. Tell them you'll carry them if you have to, because we need a tsunami on November the 3rd, because they're going to challenge everything, every vote. They are so diabolical.
Trump is going to win. I'm going to say it here. And thank you, Dan Malucci from Connecticut. We congratulate Anna Paulina Luna for her victory. Trump will win the Hispanic vote, the Latino vote.
Right.
He will win 30-40% of the black vote. It is going to be a tsunami. It's going to be a landslide. But we cannot get complacent. And no. The Democrats want to cheat. They want to cheat badly. Again, absentee voting, you're going to be away. You provide ID. You vote through mail.
Amen.
Mail-in ballots is something completely different. People can, it could be a lot of fraud. That's the danger. If we can protest in person, they're protesting in person to not vote in person. Does that make sense?
No.
So if you can protest in person, you can vote in person. Hello?
Yes, and Santina, I want to congratulate you. She says that she's been telling everybody to vote red. Absolutely. That's what we need, because if we don't, we will lose freedoms. We will lose liberties.
The Democrats,
we will lose our country.
The Democrats do not respect the Constitution.
No, they don't.
Let's start there. They do not. And they lured black people away from the Republican Party, because most blacks before FDR in
absolutely.
The 1930s were Republicans.
Absolutely.
But you know, all that talk about blacks should get 40 acres and a mule, when the Democrats offered all the freebies, free this, free housing, free that, many of us were lured away. And they incentivized broken homes by telling black women, well, if a man isn't in the home, you get more money for you and your children. That has led to the deconstruction of a nuclear black family. And you see it. We're seeing it now. We're seeing it played out. Go, Barbara.
Yeah, no, I was just looking. Somebody said, I didn't catch the name, but she's 70 years old. And she said she's going to vote in person even if she has to crawl. Wow. I know the feeling. Me and you both. Me and you both. You know, but what gets me, all of these reparations and all of this stuff. You know, we have slavery still going on in Africa.
Right.
Blacks are being enslaved.
Absolutely, by Muslims.
And, you know, I mean, if I was a white person and a black person came up to me and told me, well, what about reparations? I said, well, why don't you pay me for my forefathers and foremothers fighting for your freedom? Mm-hmm. Dying in that civil war, writing those little secret messages so your ancestors could escape to the north. I tell them, you have to pay me.
Right.
I'd flip the strip.
Many white soldiers
died
fighting for
that's
the
right.
freedom of black slaves.
Absolutely.
Where's the reparation for them? Where's the thank you to the many white soldiers? I don't have the exact statistics.
Absolutely.
Who died during the Civil War, who were basically, some of them starved in some of the
absolutely.
Prisoner camps. It was horrible. So, you know, reparations is not the answer. And if we want to talk about reparations, I'd like to hear Kamala Harris's plan for reparations to the slaves who worked on her great-grandfather's plantation in Jamaica.
That's
so
right.
That'd be a very interesting conversation.
Right, absolutely. And she doesn't want to touch that. She doesn't want to even touch how she treated and mistreated so many blacks when she was the attorney general there.
Well, I think it's disgraceful that black men were locked up for smoking marijuana.
Right.
And then she bragged that she smoked it.
Yes.
I mean, and that
yes.
separated them from their families. You know, so Kamala Harris is a phony. She's a fraud. She's a fake. She is not
and
a woman.
She's a home wrecker.
She's not. She is not a woman. She slept her
of
way.
Character.
She slept with Willie Brown, the former right. mayor of San Francisco. And Willie Brown has not denied it. She has not denied it.
Never.
And girls are supposed to look up to her? Wow.
And look how she went after Joe Biden when they were in the primary. She attacked him for being a racist and all of that. She was playing the race card, but now it's been revealed how people used to have slaves. I mean, how much of a phony can you be? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, these dedicated Democrats, please wake up. You know, we need, number one, we need to rebuild black families in particular. We have too many black people who are born, black babies who are born into broken, dysfunctional, and dangerously functioning homes. And any group of reprobates target these people because they know that they have a lot of anger issues from childhood.
Yes,
we need to rebuild the black family
absolutely.
With mothers and fathers nurturing their children and teaching their children how to critically think.
Absolutely. You're totally right.
That
totally
is what's
right.
missing. But we, the people of America, we, the people must clean the house out.
Yep.
Clean those reprobates out.
Absolutely.
Even from your local government, they must be cleaned out.
Yep.
And we must, if we want our president to drain that swamp, then we have to clean the house.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We have our job to do, and we have to keep a majority of Republicans, as weak as some of them may be, in that Senate.
Absolutely.
We have to show this Democratic Party
that
we're not going to take it anymore. We pay your salary. Mm. You are not listening to the voice of the people who put you into office and keep you in office and pay your salary so you can live high on the hog while you neglect the people and the communities that you represent.
Barbara, I'm just going to say it. I think the Democrats are a bigger threat than the Chinese and other external enemies. The Democrats are the enemies
of America.
Are aligned with the Democratic Party.
Yes.
We may not like a lot of Republicans, but they're not Marxists. They're not America haters. I'm not crazy about Senator Lindsey Graham, who've made promises about holding hearings. But I'll vote for Lindsey Graham if I were it. He's in South Carolina. Rather than vote for a Democrat, the Democratic Party is too dangerous for this country.
It is.
I don't know of another way to say it.
Very dangerous. If you want freedom, if you love freedom, if you love liberty, just look at what they're doing to the cities. Look what Cuomo and de Blasio, and like I said, I call them de Blas and Gomo. Look what Baker, who's supposed to be a Republican, but he's more of a Democrat up there in Massachusetts. Look how they still have American people on lockdown. You can't tell me they care for our safety. They're doing this because they hate Trump. Why do I say that? Because they're promoting open borders. The Democrats promoting open borders. How many Americans have been killed by illegal aliens? How many homes have been destroyed because of illegal aliens? They don't even want laws enforced. They don't even want police to be paid. They are a bunch of lawless, goony heathens. That's what they have become. And I am a registered Democrat. I have not voted for a Democrat since Jimmy Carter. Because I wouldn't even vote for Clinton with his charismatic self.
Right.
But I said, if he can't even be trusted by his wife, I'm not going to be stupid enough to think I can trust him.
Right. Exactly.
So my break with that party was a long time ago, and it was justified. Because thank God I was raised with morals.
Absolutely.
Thank God I was raised with principles. Mm-hmm. And thank God I was raised to learn how to put God first.
Amen. Amen. Thank
that
you, producer.
That makes the difference.
Our producer said we have 1 minute.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So Barbara closes out.
Listen, we miss you so much. And please pick up a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. Because in there, I do have a chapter on Thank God for Slavery. And I don't want anybody listening to the sound of our feeble voices to ever feel bad about being white. Mm-hmm. Because God touched white people to do a lot for the slaves that came over to this country. And that would include my foreparents.
Right.
But look at how much progress has been made. And as far as racism is concerned, racism will not stop us. And it has not stopped me from living a life in relative peace. God bless all of you. We must remember, we must back the blue, because they are out there. When we run away from danger, they run toward it to help to protect and serve
and
us.
And thank God for those who are going to preserve the 9/11 light display.
Amen.
De Blasio, a communist mayor of New York, communist mayor of New York, said he was not going to do it this year. So thank God for those. And we'll talk about that later.
And we should never vote people like that into office. God bless each and every one of you. And may God continue to bless our president and bless the United States of America. Amen.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home, or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.